I do not believe that I would be making a very novel observation to point out that the world is a mess. There is so much chaos, violence, uncertainty, and confusion constantly around us, outside in the world, and even in our own personal lives. Sin runs rampant, and it's easy to become discouraged or afraid or even angry because of it. But when we're faced with all of the world's problems, it's important to never lose hope. It's important to not place all of our hope and expectations in this world and look to this world for satisfaction. If we are so caught up in the problems and sin around us, we can become distracted, and we can even be distracted from the knowledge of God's presence. We are so focused on the world, we lose sight of God. We need to remember to always keep our composure and keep focused on God. In our first reading today, Elijah the prophet was fleeing for his life. The king and queen of Israel were looking for him to kill him. He was hiding in the mountain alone. And he was waiting for God to appear. And then first came heavy winds and rains and crashing rock, then an earthquake, and then fire. But God was not in any of the chaos and the violence around him. God did come to Elijah, but in a tiny whisper, the still small voice. In the midst of all of the chaos and distractions, God came to him with peace. In our gospel today, we hear of the apostles in the storm at sea, in the middle of the night, being tossed about by the wind and the waves, terrified. But Jesus comes to them walking on the water. He comes to them walking, not running, not freaking out or in a hurry, but walking peacefully over and above the chaos that surrounds them. And when Jesus comes to them, he doesn't stop the chaos around them immediately. He doesn't add to it, but he goes through it to bring peace, to provide the apostles with a stable focus point amidst the chaos and the waves. He comes to them and calls Peter out to himself over the waves. And Peter walks on the water. He walks through the problems, the chaos that they were all so afraid of. And it's not till he starts to focus on those things. He sees the waves, he sees the wind, takes his eyes off Jesus, and that's when he begins to sink. When he looks away from Jesus, he begins to fall. But right away, he turns back and cries out, "Lord, save me." And immediately, Jesus grabs him and pulls him up. Immediately, when Peter calls out, Jesus saves him. For us here today, it would be so easy to stay very focused on the problems in the world and to be overtaken by fear or anger and anxiety. But God wants more for us than that. Jesus says to his apostles right before his crucifixions, "In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So rather than getting caught up in the problems of the world and the sin around us and allowing them to rob us of our peace, we need to listen for that still small voice, that calm word of God, which is trying to break through the chaos. We should never respond to the chaos and tribulations of the world by adding more chaos from ourselves. We can't fight sin and chaos with sin and chaos. As Christians, we need to respond in a uniquely Christian way. The world doesn't need more confusion or chaos or anxiety added to it. What the world needs is saints. This is the way we are all called to respond to the world. The world doesn't need more angry people. The world needs saints who don't respond on the world's terms. What the world needs is more and more people committing themselves to deeper and deeper prayer, people living lives of heroic virtues that are so united to Christ that they carry him with them into the chaos so that he can bring his peace. When sin and suffering in the world try to pull us down or away from God, we need to more and more than ever stay close to Christ, to stay close to him faithfully in prayer, to take our faiths seriously and the Christian life seriously, to commit ourselves deeply, to spend time with that quiet voice of Jesus. The world wants to distract us from God, to pull us into chaos and confusion, but God is not in the chaos. God is speaking softly, calling us to himself. And we, each and every one of us, need to go out to meet him. The worse the world gets, the more time we need to spend with God. We need to strive to cultivate our own personal holiness, to grow closer to Jesus, spending time in his stillness so that we will not be overcome by the trials of this world. In the world, we have tribulations, but we need to remember to stay rooted in him who has overcome the world and to rest in him and in his peace.